I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, Kosovo is its own nation after declaring independence from Serbia. We'll talk with three young Kosovars about what it means to be part of a new nation. And a film about an unwed teen mom is up for an Oscar this weekend. We'll talk about how perceptions of unwed parenting have changed in Tinseltown and, for that matter, the rest of the country. But first, we'll devote the top of the hour to another important international story. The people of Pakistan elected a new parliament earlier this week that shifted power to two opposition parties. The vote was a huge defeat for the ruling party led by President Pervez Musharraf, who's been a key ally in the Bush administration's war on terror. The Pakistan People's Party of slain former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto won the majority of seats, but the People's Party, now led by Bhutto's widower Asif Ali Zardari, did not get enough seats to avoid a coalition with the party led by former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who heads Pakistan Muslim League N. The two parties are due to meet today to begin talks on forming a coalition government. Joining us on the phone from Islamabad is economist Zira Aftab, and in Lahore, Professor Ali Chima. They spoke with us last year after President Musharraf imposed emergency rule, and we wanted to check back with them to get their take on recent events. Welcome back. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Zira, let's start with you. This weekend when you went to cast your vote, there were concerns that voting would be compromised. Did you have any problems voting?
Actually, Michelle, I'm based in Islamabad, and to be honest, when I went to cast the vote, everything went very smoothly. Of course, Islamabad is not representative of all of Pakistan, and perhaps in the rural areas, we do have some information regarding long queues and logistic issues. But other than that, voting went fairly well.
Professor Chima, what about you in Lahore? How was it for you?
I was actually not in Lahore. I was sort of covering the elections on one of the TV channels. I was based in Karachi. But the news is that there was a sort of lot of localized violence, largely conducted by both sides, because in some sense the state was acting at the fairly local level in a very partisan way, particularly outside the major urban areas. So political muscle was actually important to ensure that voting went smoothly as well. But I think that's sort of part of the kind of travails that they are of sort of creating electoral democracy. Yeah.
Well, speaking of travails, Professor Chima, when we last spoke, you had just been in detention. And I just wanted to ask, you know, how have you been doing since? Have there been any repercussions?
Not on me individually. There were another four people from our professors from our university against whom detention orders were released about a month after you spoke to me. But individually against us, they haven't, they didn't pursue the cases or individually harass us in any fashion after that.
That's good to hear. So I wanted to ask you both, was the outcome surprising at all to you? Were you surprised that President Musharraf's losses were so great, or that his party's losses were so great? Zira, you first.
Michelle, I think it might be a good idea to address this question to President Musharraf himself, because just a few weeks back, he made the statement that in a country of 160 million people, if a few people, a couple of hundred, take to the streets and protest against me, it doesn't mean much. The majority is with me. So I think now this victory is the victory of the people of Pakistan, and they've come out loudly and clearly and stated that and cast their vote against the policies of President Pervez Musharraf.
What do you think this vote says? What are the people of Pakistan saying with their votes, in your view, Zira?
The people of Pakistan want transparency. They want the rule of law. They want the restoration of the judiciary. You see, democracy does not just mean elections per se. The people of Pakistan have voted for the moderate liberal, and they have shown the world that they want to be heard. They have a voice. They may not be able to take to the streets because a lot of them are probably daily wages. They live below the poverty line, but through their vote, they have registered their dissent of Musharraf's policies.
Professor Chima, what do you think that the voters of Pakistan are saying?
I think that it's kind of multifaceted. I think a very big crisis that has struck Pakistan over the past many months, apart from the constitutional crisis and the governance crisis related to the dismissal of the judiciary, has been a massive crisis of food security. You know, sort of wheat and flour have been sort of in great shortage, and wheat prices and flour power prices have been very high. Similarly, utility prices and fuel prices have been rising, and there's been a lot of rationing of utilities, particularly electricity and gas. So I think that there's another issue, which is the issue of the federation of Pakistan, where under the dispensation of Pervez Musharraf, the smaller provinces and in some parts the province of the northwest frontier were fairly disenfranchised. And I think that over there the vote has been a vote for a stake in federalism. The third thing, of course, has to do with the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. And it is very clearly there has been a massive sympathy vote, particularly in Sindh and in southern Punjab, for her, which are represented in much higher turnouts in these areas than other parts of Pakistan. So I think it's fairly multifaceted. But the core element in all these sort of different things is President Musharraf. I mean, no matter which issue you start with, you end with problems in his dispensation.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with economist Zira Aftab and University Professor Ali Chima about the aftermath of the Pakistani parliamentary elections. Zira Aftab, I wanted to ask if the U.S. has been a very strong supporter, a very public supporter of President Musharraf's. In fact, President Bush called him after elections. Is there an anti-U.S. sentiment as a result of this support?
I think what has bothered or what has been of concern for the Pakistani civil society is that the United States has supported one individual in Pakistan. They have been comfortable in dealing with President Musharraf, and towards that end they have supported him. However, we feel that it is more important that the U.S. hears the voice of the people of Pakistan. And in that sense, there is this anti-U.S. sentiment, and we would like them to disengage from micromanaging policies in the country and let the people of Pakistan manage their own fortune.
How would you like that to be expressed? I mean, would you want the U.S. to then express support for whatever the coalition that is arrived at by the two parties? Or what moves would you like to see the U.S. making now?
I think no news is good news. Yes, they should let the newly elected representatives form government, let them, through a transparent process, decide on their foreign policy vis-a-vis the United States.
What is the form? I guess, are you hearing anything about what form this coalition will take? I mean, Zardari's never held elected office, and I think he has said that he's not interested in taking the post of prime minister, and indeed he's not eligible for it, not having run for a seat in parliament. So what are you hearing about how you feel a coalition will take place and who is a possible candidate for prime minister?
Some policy analysts have suggested that perhaps the next prime minister should be from the province of Sindh. The province of Sindh has just borne a great loss in the aftermath of the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. And for the strengthening of the federation, it would perhaps be good if we had a Sindhi prime minister. And the one name that has been suggested by Ehtezaz Ehsan is Amin Fahim, who is a Sindhi and who is a senior member of the PPP. But vis-a-vis the formation of the coalition government, there is concern that, again, the president should not be manipulating or trying to forge artificial coalitions.
I understand. Finally, I wanted to ask you both, forgive me, I don't mean to sound trivial, but how are you feeling about the future of your country at this pivotal moment? Zira Aftab, how do you feel, a sense of optimism, cautious optimism, wait and see?
To be honest, I think post 27 December or post the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, we have been a nation in some sense in trauma. And with these election results, it has rekindled new hope. But again, I want to reemphasize that elections per se do not guarantee a functioning democracy. The people of Pakistan, our civil society, has to keep the pressure on so that the elected representatives know that they will be held accountable and may be voted out next time if they do not deliver on their promises.
Professor, how are you feeling about the future of the country right now?
I think that basically, you know, one thing is very clear. I think the people of Pakistan, and I'm using the term people differentially from the elite and the middle, upper middle class of Pakistan, are very inspiring people. I think that they have, time and time again, whether you take the 1970 elections or the 88 elections, and now the 2008 election, made choices which are democratic, which are very clear-headed, which are very pluralistic. And I think that's the best that you could actually hope in any country.
Ali Chima is a university professor. He joined us on the phone from Lahore. We were also joined by Zira Aftab. She's an economist, and she joined us on the phone from Islamabad. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you,
Michelle.